Table of Six Productions presents Fallen Empires.
I do have a feeling she was talking to the guild, by the way.
Were you guys sent here by the guild?
Yes.
Not for you to know.
Oh, he said yes.
No, I do want to spend it.
Get your butt off the
way.
I don't trust her.
I'm going to start heading up the stairs.
I'll follow you. And then as we're walking up, I'm going to make sure I'm behind big guy here.
I got a feeling that this toad I have no idea about that's in my pocket's gonna do something weird.
I don't want to be in the front.
You said you were walking up.
Pal. Until he started walking
up. Oh, then you ran behind him?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Pal, are you coming up or are you
Where's
staying
the
out?
Pal?
He's staying back so far. He hasn't said, even though he's like, I thirst for blood. Kill them.
I'm bloodthirsty.
That was so good.
Then he heard the witchcraft voice and was like,
maybe I'm not so hungry.
I guess I'll fight up there, but I'm not going to like run in front of everybody and be like, whoa.
Damson?
Oh. Wait, you went up the stairs
the
and I'm going first.
Ran
back.
How did this
I'm at the back.
I went behind you. I don't want you to be the first in line.
Yeah. I'm not, as usual.
I'll go in first.
He's got 4 health.
He just burst through the door.
Yeah, I'll just go up.
Naked.
Oh, I got clothes on.
Oh, yeah, you got a
free as the wind.
I got
clothes.
Studded leather on.
A little bit of clothes.
And I'm carrying the hobgoblin armor.
And you guys all open the door. You see the hag that has been torturing you.
Why?
Sitting at the throne. A small goblin in front of her, and the 3 motionless humanoids off to the side.
Do I recognize the goblin at all? Is he involved in torturing me?
Nope, you don't recognize the goblin at all.
Do I recognize the humanoids at all?
The humanoids, well, yeah, you recognize one of them.
Which one?
And just one of those. That was kind of like.
He was in the torture chamber.
Yeah, he was in one of the chambers.
Okay.
But he, like, was being dragged out when you were being dragged in.
Do I recognize them from where I'm standing in the.
Do you recognize any of them? No, you don't recognize any.
Not even Squelch?
Oh, yeah. You guys. No, it's not Squelch, but you recognize it's Goober.
Goober?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Goober's not a part of me.
Goober's the one that you guys basically had him go up and get the goblins from the dragon room and walk them all the way down. Then you put traps and they walk back up. They all got chopped up. And then you guys are like, are you coming back up, Goober? He's like, no. Like, what about your reward? Goober's leaving. And he ran out.
And now he's back.
I kind of look back to see if there's actually people behind me or if I camp here by myself.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's people here. All right.
I say, we brought you this guy in exchange for our freedom.
He was about to escape?
Yeah, he was trying to escape.
Token
is
now
your turn.
Well, Ildan's definitely not one to be bartered with.
Seems that you've released the prisoner. What do you mean you've brought him for me? I already had him.
No, he killed a bunch of your goblins
You did all of this?
No.
Precisely.
I wish I could take credit for it.
I wish to offer you guys a chance. One chance. Either join us, or you will be part of the problem.
I walk in front of everybody. All right, so what are we doing?
What's the pay?
You say that to her?
Yeah.
If you've been in here, I'm sure that you've noticed the room with the altar. All you must do is take one of the eggs and eat it. Then you will be part of the collective.
You mean the eggs that you wrote that you're hoping to put them, you know, maybe make them edible so that bugs eat your brain and turn you into zombies. That one?
Super zombies.
Is all part of the master's plan.
Master's plan.
We will correct the problem with this world.
I thought you were the master.
I'm game.
I whisper like,
I'm pretty sure what we did this little boy with him. I got an idea.
Yeah. I kind of turn to them, and I say that I can't partake in anything she offers.
I'm definitely game, and I kind of step away from the group.
Arrow up on Goober.
On Goober? You bring your arrow up?
Yep.
Are you looking to fight?
I'm looking to protect.
I told you, join us.
Yeah.
Then you will not need to fight. You will feel no pain.
And I also want a brain.
All of these guys over here definitely already have that worm thing going on.
I believe that.
They have joined us.
So that would be your...
You have your brain still.
Based on what I've seen so far, no. So...
She turns and looks right at you, Token. Are you sure you want to join us? She walks over to the box.
Yeah.
Kind of hits the side of it a couple times. You know, like this little compartment falls out to the side. She grabs something out of it. Here. And she throws you one of the worms.
Can I try to Eldritch Blast the one?
Yeah, blast it.
Okay, roll me a
disadvantage.
Blast it out of there. You're going to have to roll me a dex to see if you're even fast enough.
But there's not a skeet skill?
There is no old axe. This is what it is. Just a straight dex. I know that's
not good.
You're not very fast.
And I rolled a two. That's all a critical miss.
So you are firing.
No, it's just a regular.
It's just a regular.
She throws the worm. Uh-huh. And as she does that, you reach up your hand and you like fire a ball of Eldritch Blast towards it. When you do that, you can see anger in her face. It lands right in front of you, rolls out, and it's kind of like a slower worm. It's not quite like the other ones. And it just slowly starts to move like a big giant grub towards you.
Oh, I'm invisible. Does it see me? Go towards me?
It's just kind of walking around. Take the grub. Take it now. And then you see both her hands sort of light on fire. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are going to have to roll initiative on that.
I'm going to turn to Powell and tell him to kill that thing. Because he's
what
the closest.
A
gun. I was getting ready to snipe Goober and get a surprise.
Roll a three.
Seven.
There's the worm.
Critical!
Man, what in the world? Alright, so hold on. We got seven, you said?
Yep.
I hit yours.
What was yours?
Three. After my
three?
Same difference.
13. 14.
23.
What
was yours?
A three.
Three?
I'm probably
going to Alright, so we got Squeeve. Then Enemy, then we have
Tamsin Pow.
Yep, Tamsin Pow, then Token.
Then enemy.
Nope, enemy before Token, sorry. Oh. And then Ilden.
So enemy, Token, Ilden?
Yep, just like that.
Wait, which one's Ilden?
That's right.
Yep, just like it's right there.
So these guys still seem right in their mind, right?
They are basically just standing there like this.
Comatose
twisting. Oh, so then.
I'm just looking forward. They're not moving at all.
Firebolt.
You may as well.
So that makes it Squeeves go, right?
Yep.
So I just missed. I didn't hit anything.
Yeah, you just fired by the bug.
Just made her mad.
And made her really upset.
Okay, that's fine.
And I don't know where my little brother went.
It's
probably
not
a room. You guys probably killed him.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there it is.
It's a big old grub. He's as big as me.
That's grody looking.
That thing's gonna eat me. I'm not gonna eat it.
It's small. It's not that big. All right. So that brings a sweep. What do you got? So you see, she threw a grub over in the corner. You don't even know where Token is. You just saw a grub thrown off to the corner, and she said, "Join us now. Eat the grub." And a fire, eldritch blast went up in the air.
I'm gonna run behind that gargoyle pillar on the left.
Whoa, jeez.
Yep.
It's raining gargoyles.
Try to take cover and shoot a blast.
At her.
She has her hands on fire, right?
Yep, she's like this.
Yeah,
the portal's gone, right?
Yes, the portal. There, you've never seen any portal at all.
13.
Miss. She's ready for it and kind of just like flips it off.
She's not far enough.
Oh, yeah, she's. You've used all your mojo earlier. Alright, are you you're staying behind, so you're walking behind the pillar?
Taking cover behind you.
Okay. Alright. You see her both hands on fire. And are you peeking out or anything, or are you fully behind
it? No,
you're fully behind it.
I shot and I got behind it.
Okay. Everyone else but him sees her move her hands and she like this. And she just points her hands to the three guys. Mm-hmm. And you see all of them just pick up their weapons and they're all ready.
Sick.
And then she moves back here.
Of course she does.
Damson, you're up.
Goober.
What? You just see puppy dog eyes and his face just looking at you like,
reward. You went back to her.
Reward. You have a choice.
You don't know.
Misses.
Oh.
Arrow flies past me. Is he some sort of super goblin, though?
Oh, that's what you said last time. Goblins have a 15 AC.
They're small and nimble.
Dexterous. Kind of moves all the way. You give me my reward.
That was your reward. My miss. Shut up.
Are you staying there? In the back?
Yeah, I'm staying right there.
Okay.
Shut
up.
I move up and slash at the. I step on the grub. How big is the grub compared to my foot?
It's pretty small.
My grub!
I step on the grub.
It's my key out of here.
And then I step behind the gargoyle pillar. And I place my back against it, like I'm taking cover.
Alright, so you squish the grub. The grub is not moving very fast, so it's very easy to do it as your action. And it's gone. And then you're gonna walk where?
Behind the gargoyle pillar to take cover with my back.
Okay. That's the kind of noises that the hag is starting to chant.
That's terrifying.
And that voice?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not a hag, it's a gnome. I love tricky.
That's true. Alright, so who's how you're in behind there, so the enemies?
He's gone. Andy's gone.
We're not mean to hurt you all. And he kind of runs behind here.
I like him.
And he's just hiding. You just want to live! He turns on his light.
It's our sweep.
What?
You're the only one that's
attacked. You're safe. Squeeze dead.
I'm sorry.
You're safe, but our wizard is dead.
Sorry.
That's no one.
I'm sorry.
I don't really know. I mean, it's the one I'm after.
13. My AC.
You died.
I died?
Goober basically said that he doesn't want to die and he doesn't want to fight and he ran behind the pillar. Okay, first attack.
Okay.
17. Yes. Second attack. 11.
Yes. 19. All three of them?
Yeah, all three
I
of them.
Was just two.
No, all three of them are tiny. They're basically like sentry, like whatever attacks is what they fight.
Two
hits?
Yes.
Okay. 15 damage.
I'm unconscious.
Oh,
you're invisible.
Roll on save before you die.
On save before I die? Wait.
The first one hit. This is really bad. What crap is this going to
be? Like rabid dogs or something.
12? You're unconscious. They're all like hovering over your body.
I'm fine, but I'm unconscious.
They're all like hovering over his body, and then they're just like standing like in a sentry mode again, where they're not doing anything.
It's like a snuffed out.
Dofing your own. So all you saw was Alchem squash the bug, run behind the pillar, and then she like did an incantation pointing to the three, and the blast came towards her, and they just ran around the corner and just beat the crap out of Sweet. And then they just went back to sentry mode. Where they're just sort of standing.
Just twice this encounter.
Why do you think you wanted to change that unconscious rule?
This is awful.
He's just like hiding behind the thing going like this. He just got his eyes closed and just like standing there.
I hide with him. And I say,
you're invisible.
Yeah.
So you're right next to him.
Okay. I say, we're both destined for rewards. We just have to keep the hag safe.
Just harbor it, right?
And I take the hide action. Behind.
Okay.
I rolled
15. 15?
That's plus
8. You're in. You're out of the way. Ilda, you're up.
So I see Togan try to join her side, and then you'll hide with the goblin.
Yep.
And I see the sentry. I see Squeeb try to attack her and just get absolutely mollywopped by three mind control dudes.
Yep.
I'm going to. How far away are you from me?
I don't think they're gonna come to life.
I'm going to.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm gonna crit
you.
You went for glory, but you did.
You know you wasted.
I'm going to.
I just was unfortunate to go first. That's all it was.
Good say.
Yeah,
it is. Hadar, this is your will. I go towards them, and can I get to where they're all within 10 feet of me in line of sight?
For now. So unless you stand on Sweet.
He's gonna kill me.
Can I damage you?
Yeah.
It says each creature. Yes.
And it's an automatic fail.
No,
two.
Crit.
Automatic two fails.
No, it's just a melee.
Yeah, it's automatic two.
Huh?
If you
you're saying it's only melee?
Yeah. Oh, if you're
it's not what he's getting ready to do.
Oh, let's see. Wait, come on, let's move it.
So, Arms of Hadar says, batter all creatures within 10 feet of you with tendrils of dark energy.
Oh, yeah, you're hitting it.
Yeah.
No, melee within 10.
So you have to step back.
No, I'm fighting that. That's
so if I go here, I can hit those two and not hit Pal.
Yep.
All right, and then I'll use Arms of Hadar.
Excuse me, rude.
There.
Okay. I use Arms of Hadar at level 2.
Level 2 Arms of Hadar, huh? Alright.
So,
has to go.
Do they have to do a dex save? Because
is it a dex save or is it an attack?
Yeah, it's a save.
It's a strength saving throw.
For the creatures.
Yeah.
You don't roll yet.
No, you don't have to roll nothing. I just have the strength save. Okay.
You roll,
like an
damage
attack.
For there.
No, the spell happens.
You're doing
They're seeing if they resisted.
Gotcha.
What's your spell save? 16, 13, and an 8.
Okay, my spell save is a 14.
So it's one save.
One save.
There's only one save. That was the first one. Yeah, one fail.
On a failed save.
I went for all three of them. It was the middle one that saved. Okay.
On a failed save, target takes 2d6 and can't make reactions till next turn. On a successful save, the target takes half damage. But I get one additional d6 for a level up, so I need one more d6.
So three.
Like a
d6. 3d6, the one that's saved gets half.
Okay.
So that's 11 damage to the one, and 5 or 6 to the other.
Tentacles erupt from your body, and they just start slashing at the two guys. Both of them immediately turn around and look at you. Eyes are totally like glazed over, like the milky white, and they just look at you.
Do they seem hurt, or?
Why did you roll three times?
I thought he was hitting three. That's what I'm saying.
They seem like I hurt them, or
it seemed like you tickled them.
Yikes! Then I'm gonna use the rest of my movement to.
Yeah, it's a good power. You're not hand to hand. That's pretty nice.
Oh yeah.
I'll go back out the door by.
Back out the door by?
Tamsin.
See ya!
That was the end of his sentence.
That brings us to Sweet. You're up.
Are you already?
Yeah.
Well, you're not technically up.
Yeah.
No.
Poor wizard.
Fail.
It's her turn. She's gonna
take on him 11 damage.
You might want to use your key token next time.
She's gonna step around
make
the corner and say, she's gonna say, "It's better to live as a slave than to die as a hero." And she holds her hand up and starts to glow with white energy. And you see three energy bolts start flying right towards you.
Towards me?
Yep.
Magic missile?
Yeah.
13 damage.
Do her
all three.
13 damage.
And she walks right behind the thing.
So I will go.
Huh?
I said something about magic missile.
You say something?
I sent you something.
What? Right now?
Yeah. Well, I'll feel well over here.
Right now?
This is concentration.
For if somebody's concentrating on a spell and you cast magic missile, they roll three times.
Oh, for each hit.
For each hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's crazy.
Magic missile is right. Amazing power. You don't have to do nothing. It's just bam, bam, bam. You're taking damage. All right, take your damage.
I did.
She walks back, and that's it. She's done. Tampa, you're up.
She's in horror.
I have a question.
Did I miss you?
No.
Okay. All right.
I just have a question.
What's your question?
This is for storytelling, and
yep.
It works as advantage if
yep.
We could we?
Yeah, it's basically, it's lower than inspiration. It's the same thing as inspiration, but you have to make a test to get it. So instead of me just handing out inspiration, you just make a simple test, and if you get it, then you get it. If you don't, then nothing usually happens unless you crit fail on it.
When it's my turn, I'll ask it, but
okay.
I have another question.
I realize that Squeeb isn't attacking.
Oh yeah. You heard him go, whoa!
No, he looks fine. He looks like a zombie as well.
As much as troubles he's gotten into over the last year with you, you know that he's in trouble when he runs in.
And those three are...
I mean, you saw the fire explosion, you know that he gets pumped up when he uses that fire and he just starts ripping people up. He's ready to go in, but...
And then you saw me get missiled right next to you.
Oh yeah, you saw just energy.
You see him going, ah!
And, you heard her say it's better to live as a slave than die as a hero. Forfeit now!
No, I think we could have run. Can't catch us.
You're not getting out. Someday
it's
like
barely everything. 5 feet.
Yeah, give me 5 more so I can see her.
Oh, yeah. You see her around the corner. As you're running through, you definitely saw Sweep on the ground, and the two were looking right towards your area. You couldn't see the other one behind them.
I'm not ready to dodge.
You're ready? You're taking the dodge? Not ready to dodge.
Well, I'm going to dodge if I get attacked, yes.
So you're taking the dodge?
Yes, we've done this before. What? It's a word. It means nothing to me. All
right.
It means something
you're
to
dodging.
You.
All right, you're dodging. Next is Pal. You're up. Question.
I might not do it. Ask the question yet. Because I like my chances.
Ooh, I like those odds.
Never tell me the odds.
I run over and kind of push my way through to where I'm like over Tamsin.
Over Tamsin?
No, sorry.
Sweep?
Sweep.
You're trying to push through to get around. You can get around him.
And then I kind of put my shield up.
Yep.
And upright energy comes from my shield. And
wings pop out.
Yeah.
He's an ass more.
And I'll need you to roll a wisdom save.
For all of them?
Yeah.
They're not undead, you know that, right?
Right.
It's going to be a 12, a 14, and a critical miss.
So 14 saves.
So the 12 and the 1 were the first two. So no, I'm sorry. It's the second one and the guy in the back. The critical fail.
They are they're frightened for a minute of me.
Okay.
For a minute.
It just says they have to spend their action moving away from you. You need to read it specifically.
Yeah. If a creature is frightened by this effect, each creature of your choice on 30 feet makes a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
I failed to say the target is frightened for 1 minute, so that's all it says, is that they're frightened. And then it says, if the creature frightened by this effect ends its turn more than 30 feet away from you, it can attempt another wisdom saving throw to end the effect.
So break it. All right, so they got to get away from you and then try to break it. Okay? So they have to get all the way away from you.
They're going to try.
Okay. That was your action?
That was an action, yes.
Okay.
30 feet is like basically where she's at.
Yep. This guy just motions. He just turns around and starts running. And it has to be their action to cast it or to get out of it. Is that what you said?
It doesn't. They can. Frightened by its effect ends its turn more than 30 feet away. It can attempt another wisdom saving throw.
Okay, so it just ends its turn. So they're both out of the way. They're both going to do a wisdom save. 13 is not enough. And another one did pass. So this guy's done. The one next to...
13 saves.
13 did save?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then they both saved. But they're done with their turns. The last one just totally disregards you and... walks away, so you can attack.
Okay.
This way. Not scary.
So you can attack me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
16.
Fuck, I didn't hit her. They may not attack.
16 for 10 slashing.
16 hits, 10 slashing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He decides not to.
He turns back. He stays.
Who's that?
Thank you. Five misses?
Yep.
And then that is... Uber kind of looks over you and gets scared from it and sees it's you. And you're not hurt, Uber? That's all he says. Token, your turn.
No, I'm not hurt. Uber friend. If I take a dodge, I can
hit you. Ilden, you're up.
So I am going to attack with my greatsword. She's right in front of me, right? You know that?
Yep.
Thing's right in front of me.
It is just a lifeless humanoid.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the lifeless humanoid with my summoned packed greatsword.
Okay.
It's an 18.
18?
Yep.
It's how much?
2d6 plus 4. So 11.
Okay. Staying there then?
She's melee range, so if I attempt to run past her,
yep, she's gonna attack you. But you can still move around her.
I can move around her and not be attacked?
Yeah, as long as you stay within. So you can come over here if you wanted.
Just don't leave there.
Trying to get over there by Pal and Squeak now that he's cleared out over there.
Sweeve, you're up.
How does this narrative thing work?
You gotta come up with a reason why you should have advantage.
I come up with it, or I just say...
Just come up with it. And then we come up with a test that would equal that.
Why
narrative?
Why
would
you
deserve a test for that? Why should you deserve an advantage on unsaved? That would be involved with some kind of test.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say... I'm face down on the cold stone floor. My wand is like a foot away. My hand twitches.
Oh.
My wand of the mage, war mage, starts to like a magnet.
I like it, Arcana.
Because you got your vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Arcana, that's 14.
That's enough.
So I have advantage on my death save.
Yep. The mage, the wand begins to glow and radiate off.
Oh, man. Six.
Come on, quick pass.
12, I got
one.
Right,
more pass. It moves slowly closer to your fingers. It's just touching your fingertips right now.
So you're one and one right now?
Yep.
One more, baby.
Okay, there's a paladin over me.
She walks out.
She
walks out and says, the world will be better once they control everything. Submit!
Amen!
She holds her hand up to you and says, submit. Anything?
Do you submit?
I just kind of stare at her.
You should close your eyes. You're charmed.
Okay. She noticed that you didn't do anything, so she fires another magic missile. No, she doesn't. She's not going to do that because that would be terrible for her to do that. She's going to have to use a more powerful spell. She's got to save the one spell slot. She begins to crackle lightning energy around her hands. Well, okay, so this is what she's doing. She shoots out a lightning bolt.
Disadvantage.
It's going to go all the way through everybody.
Yeah.
Disadvantage.
Why is it disadvantage?
Because oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to dodge.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. It's lightning bolt.
Yes, it is lightning
bolt. You roll with advantage.
Advantage. Dex save, please. And the other guy's going to roll. Dex save. Got it.
I'm also going to use inspiration.
But you have advantage, though.
I know.
What?
I gotta make sure it's a lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. This is me down.
I mean, you're gonna go for half damage.
21 or 20.
That is successful. So instead of 18, you'll take 9 lightning damage.
Yep, that was worth it.
Yikes. The lightning energy crackles around you, and you kind of slow-mo, like, fade down, and it just kind of goes through your body a little bit,
no,
and it just
fade.
It just blasts this guy.
I don't fade down at all.
And he falls back about 5 feet.
I just laugh at her.
Oh, you just stand and take the brunt of it?
And just stare at her. I mean, I'm a half face, man.
Oh, it crackles around
nothing.
Your body.
And this is nothing.
It
crackles around and still hits the other guy behind him.
Yeah.
Tamsin, you're up, as you're just looking and taking the full brunt of this electric energy. She's almost in shock that you're just standing there taking it.
Straight to her. Short sword.
Well, you're running her? Running into her?
Straight at her.
Wow.
I'm going to try to pin her to the ground. Athletics.
Get her.
So you're going to just grab her?
I'm just going to grab her strength.
Okay. I like it. Go for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Here, just to be safe.
She got a -1.
I would have hit anyway.
She got -1.
I'm wrestling her to the ground. I'm all trying right. to pin her arms.
You have her down to the ground, and you're holding her down.
Okay. Token. Lockbox. Token. Shinies.
Pal, you're up.
Hi.
She just tackled this hack, and it's holding her down.
I put my back up against the pillar, and I hold...
Squeeb,
and then lay on hands.
Okay. He's not in here, too.
Nope, he moved.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably give him... Let's see how much I have to give him. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I think I did 5 last time.
Okay.
10 left. Because I have 2. I was thinking, like, 2, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, 2 charges of 5 health.
Yeah, so, yeah, I give him 5 health.
Just 5? Okay.
Yeah, just in case. There's only one healer, really.
He's up. This one turns and goes to...
I'm rocking him now, and I'm letting... And I'm holding my flask over him like he's a baby.
Feeding the blood?
Not yet, no.
Soon.
Thought about it.
This one runs right by you, Alden.
Yep.
Towards Tamsin. When she's there, she dashes all the way up. You are back up, Sweeb. I have 5 health, lay hands, and Pal is getting ready to feed you on this blast.
I'm holding you like a baby.
Dash up to you as you're laying down. This one's going to move right to you and attack. Get an advantage because you're from. 7 from advantage.
Yep.
4 and 5. Way to go.
Get out.
Where's the last one? Last one's hurt.
Blasted to the ground by the lightning bolt, as you said.
Dash up to there. They're all surrounded. surrounding you.
Yep.
She's held down to the ground, and she's trying to break you off. And she's just like, he cannot be stopped. He won't be stopped. Token, you're up.
Just like it.
I have to save her.
Save her?
Move 20. Yep, I move 20 there. And I go. Ree-ree! Rah-rah! Ree-rah! And I stab her with my rapier.
Gotcha. Advantage.
Roll
advantage
it.
On top of that,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Or
you're
that's why you get that.
Twenty. 20 for 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 damage. Yep.
He rolled.
These are my D20s, and this is two D6s and a D8 for the rapier.
You just like slash it right into her side, and you can feel it go through the costume, and you knew where she was, and you stuck it, and you felt right into the flesh. It goes right into her flesh. Are you staying there?
No, I take the disengage as a bonus.
Yep. Very
and
nice.
Step 5 feet away.
Golden, you're up.
I can't get within melee range of her, correct?
You can probably get within range.
Just shoot.
Shooter?
Yes, just shoot.
It's gonna be disadvantage.
Kill everything.
No, shoot. Just shoot one of the ones that are standing up. You've got range.
I can melee range this
one. I'm screaming. Just shoot me.
Just
shoot her.
AoE.
Okay. I will.
It's not weird.
You got any more spell slots?
I have one more spell slot. So it'll be short rest. That's why if I should use it.
Use it.
I should. I'll use Witch Bolt. So I hold up my hand towards the hag.
Yep.
And blue energy lances out of my hand.
It will be disadvantage. She is prone and wrapped up with Tamsin.
I will use my inspiration. To offset.
Alright, that offsets to nothing.
That deals a D12. At higher levels, when you cast a spell using this spell slot, it's second or higher. Oh, so it's 2d12 at level 2.
Yes.
That's 7.
Uh-oh.
Plus 6. Ooh. So 13.
Oh, 13 minutes!
It blasts through and hits the throne and just like splinters the throne into pieces.
I would've done.
Does it happen to
affect
the lockbox at all?
I would have done a nice 17 damage to her, and it persists after turns.
That would have been awesome. That brings us to Sweep. You're up.
I
like a baby.
Squirm my way out.
Okay.
And I'm going to run up.
Wait, your blood. Your blood. It's fresh.
Yeah, it sucks.
15 feet away.
Yeah, they're both rolling around in that. As you run up, you see this guy that's been hit by lightning. His back is like, his clothes are all ripped. And you can start to see like his bones emerging out of his skin.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces, and it starts to remind you of the forest. And the boy you found in the forest. And you tie it to a tree.
Oh, like he's transforming? I thought you meant the lightning blasts away his bone or skin or something.
What just happened?
It's like his body started.
The way we chained to the tree and he started shape shifting, that's what the lightning bolt one is starting to do now.
I'm gonna rear my wand back while I'm running, and then I stop and I sling it forward and I do burning hands.
Poor Tamsin.
You have disadvantage on your
No, I'm sculpting it.
Oh, he's sculpting it. Oh, how many more of those you got?
I'm still so frightened of this.
Every time you do it, you just can do it?
Yeah.
I thought you could only do it certain times.
I can. There's only a certain amount of people I can do it to.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's awesome. I love it.
She had disadvantage though, right?
Yeah, she's prone. Yeah. And she's grappling. So yeah, she's got disadvantage.
It is 15-foot cone. Should get everybody.
It will get everybody, yep.
3d6.
Wait, me too?
No, you're right outside.
It's gonna get me though.
It's deck save though.
Deck
save. He's sculpting it.
He's building an egg, a tamsin shaped egg.
Yeah, basically protects you.
So, I'm gonna be so scarred.
Yeah, it's basically right around him.
Hey, just let those muscles seize that.
Save.
So Arms of Hadar was on.
Save. What's your save?
It says strength 14. Save. And Rage Bolt's an attack because this makes it.
So far, they both have
13.
Two of the back, two of those have saved. It's just the last one in the craft. Last one failed. And she got a 11, so she got
9 damage is full.
9 damage is full?
Yep.
Okay. Right. You put your hands together and erupt this flames, and it's just engulfing you, and it's like it's almost like this cone of energy is around you, and you just see the flames all flickering around you and just burning everything else. She starts to, her costume starts to break apart in pieces, and like you can sort of see inside her costume as she's in there. So the one that's right in front of you that like looked like it was bulging, It just starts to burn even more, and it turns and looks at you.
Oh, okay.
This one just like evaporates and it's gone.
Evaporates.
It's just like you just burn it. And
so that's the one that I've hit twice already.
Yep, it's gone.
That's a good one to go.
That's what.
Lightning guy.
Her grapple.
Lightning guy's still alive.
Oh.
And doesn't look too bad. It's hurt. It's hurt. But she's grappled with you. She's going to contest your grapple with acrobatics. 23. What did you roll?
2.
Can I now choose this?
No.
I'm still unclear of
the
rules.
I'm going to say you can't even use it because the fire is just, that's why she got away.
Oh, the fire.
The fire's just
great.
Freaking out. She,
that's not why. Don't
put
this on me.
Oh, no.
That's poop.
She gets out of your grasp and she stands up and she looks down and as like the one's just burnt to crisp, it's done. And she holds up her hands and she starts to make this motion.
So she makes the action to contest and makes the action to disengage from me and makes the action.
It's not an action.
And it better not be. It's
she starts to move her hands and says a few words that you guys can't make out. And the two dudes, they just, their body starts to, and it starts like breaking out.
I don't know.
And like you can start to see their muscles start breaking. And their body's just like contorting, almost like if you've ever played Dead Space.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And there's like pieces of their bodies like breaking out, and they're just starting to morph.
Wicked.
And that's all she does. Tamsin, you're up.
I'll walk right back after.
Where's that piece of paper?
You want
it
back?
No, I just need to make sure it's
what I. Do you stand up?
Yeah. I'm gonna stand up and go right back after. Same thing.
Just, you're gonna try
I'm
going
right back after her again.
Yep.
Except this time I should have a better idea of how really how big she is, and I should be able to attack her since she's falling down in this mix, this falling apart disguise of hers.
Please fail.
17 plus whatever. 20 for athletics.
You're trying to tackle her again?
Yeah.
Alright.
with a bonus action, can I put my hand over her mouth?
Ooh, the wires come out or her.
Verbal. Yep. You got her kind of wrapped up.
I mean, she's a gnome. I'm bigger than her. I should be able to pin an arm and
yep.
Shove her face.
You got her wrapped up. Owl, you're up.
I was going to do something. I can't move too much. Well, I'll dash.
Okay.
But no, I'll move halfway.
You could get to this dude.
I'll just dash her.
Double.
So he has her pen.
Yep.
He's attacking one of them.
Yep.
And what's he?
So Bogan went up and stabbed the hag and then retreated.
Where?
So in here.
Is the other guy tied up?
Nope. He's all free.
Hey!
What?
Is this her?
Yeah. It's supposed to be floating around.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
How far up can I, is that as far as up as I can go?
Yep, that's the furthest you can move with normal 30 movement.
Fine. We'll go up there and slash, I guess. Okay. I take my sword and I aim for his head.
Okay, disadvantage. Okay, you hit. How much damage?
4.
Okay. You bring your...
Slash.
You got a sword, right?
Yeah.
You bring your sword right down on his head. Bam! I mean, it plants right into his skull, and you see it break open, and it starts to, like, the rest of his scalp just starts to rip open, and it starts to peer through.
You hatched him.
And this dude, he just turns into this weird creature. And he just, like, and his back rips open, and it's just like you can see all his muscle features inside. It's just like his skin just, like, disintegrated. And he's sitting there, and all his tentacles start to pull down from his face. And they start, like, flapping all around.
That didn't stop the process.
Seems like you might have made it.
You heard him.
Yeah, 4 damage. Woo!
Yeah, all right, your turn. The other guy that's behind there, he kind of rips out and turns into a creature just like the same.
Hulks out of his body. Sheds his clothes like Hulk.
He goes to grab you with his tentacles, and you can feel him, like, reaching around your body. They're, like, starting to go around your neck, pulling around you.
I'm assuming that's a specific role because he targeted my neck.
Yeah.
Disadvantage, he's targeting my neck.
He critically missed, but nothing bad happened.
Oh, what are the odds?
I rolled it again. The odds are...
1 in 20?
4 out of 20, whatever that is.
20% chance that nothing bad happens.
That something bad happens. Yeah. It kind of grabs at you, and it's like the tentacles are like pulling on your skin, but you guys are like rolling around, and you're trying to hold her tight, and nothing happens. The other one just attacks you now. As your sword's still stuck, like, in between its skull. Rolled an 11. That would be it. Token, you're up.
I step up.
Oh, I guess Goober goes. Goober just kind of looks around. And then...
What is Goober?
I step up and I look down and I go, I have to deal with it for you.
Yes. Jeez.
Oh, no!
It's disadvantage, right?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Misses.
That was with their disadvantage?
You slice through, and it's almost in the same spot, and it should hit, but there's no flesh there.
Oh, cleaned her out.
Ilden, you're good.
I am going to...
I'm gonna hide.
Can I get a melee ranger for now since you got up and moved? I can get, like, here. Here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you can probably get up there.
Alright. I'll move... wherever's adjacent to us.
That's fine.
Here. And I say... Hadar is more powerful than you, hag. And I put the curse of the Hexblade on.
Okay.
Oh.
What's that?
That gives me bonus damage when I hit her and I crit on a 19 or a 20.
Okay.
So, and then I will hit her with my next blade, or attempt to. Critical! Yeah! So it's 2d6 plus 4, and then the crit on top of that. So I roll
2d6 plus 4.
And then
2d6. You roll 4d6.
Yeah. go!
Another old
8, 10, 12.
12 damage?
Plus 4 is 16.
16, okay. She's still up.
Alright.
You. Hakar weaves your sword down through past Hamza and slashes through, breaks apart the costume,
mm-hmm.
and you just see this costume laying there, and a gnome kind of like inside the costume is laying there. Your bound is not very good right now because like the costume broke apart and you're kind of holding onto the costume.
Like you grabbed the sleeve and she got it on the sleeve.
I specifically targeted the fact that I know how big she is when I took her down.
But they're right. Breaking apart the costume. I'm not saying it's gone.
All right.
Are you staying there?
The curse I was supposed to
anything
do
to get her out of this alive.
Plus two damage?
Because she's a larger character.
Proficiency on top of her.
Yeah. It's proficiency, and I crit on 19 or 20.
Yep.
Because I crit, it was all the extra dice.
Yep. All right, Sweeb, you're up.
I survived, huh? All around?
You did, because there's a giant sword sticking in the one skull. So kind of didn't worry about you.
What a swell guy.
Can I...
What a nice guy.
...cast Burning Hands again? And get her in it?
And get her in it?
Right. I'm at 15 feet.
Probably.
What about the other two?
How many can you sculpt around?
Well, there's only two in there, right? So we'll get...
There's two good guys in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Next save.
Choose a number of them equal to one plus the spell bolt. Okay. Dex save, yep. 13.
Save and a critical save.
What about there's three in there.
Three. Oh, I'm sorry. And that's an 18. All three save.
Ooh, boom. 15, but she had disadvantage, right? Because she's being tackled.
Critical.
Of course you did.
So touch the dice, Luke. Jeez.
That's a good critical to waste.
Seven?
Good.
Is it half or
seven? That's not how statistics work, but yeah. I like the mentality.
Yeah.
Fire damage.
She threw that away. She just stayed in it. Trash can.
She kind of slumps back and goes limp a little bit in your arms.
Good.
It doesn't move anymore.
You grab her by her gnome feet and then
that just brings it to her turn.
Death save.
She's down. She's laying there. She's like, I am the savior of the world. I will save this world. You cannot stop me.
Did she die? Do a sweet one-liner.
Okay. I deal with it. That was her turn.
Yeah. Stop this. With my hand, like all I've got, I don't have a sword out or anything. I try to bite her jugular.
Bite her jugular?
Listen, all of those years wrestling Raimi growing up, wrestling other gnomes.
Oh, yeah?
Because we used to wrestle.
Okay.
But we would also attack and beat up on gnomes because we were bullies.
Yeah.
I mean, they come into the dwarven camps every now and then.
Roll me an intimidation shot.
I'm just trying to bite her throat.
No,
I'm not.
This is
just for
the
test.
13. 12.
That's enough.
Bad for you, though. That's where the worm is. So you just ingested the worm.
You went right in.
Hey, what's the attack going to be a plus on since I'm unarmed?
You don't get
strength.
It.
Strength?
Yeah.
It's one, 19.
19?
Yeah. Or you gave me.
Good to go.
5. 19. I'm going for the jugular, man.
You remember a long time ago?
Roll D4.
Do you remember when I said, I'm not going to use magic missile?
Yeah, she's also passed out and unconscious and.
I need to look it up just to make sure.
You just became a were-rat.
Stop!
Turvy! The curse of Turvy.
I just need to make sure that this spell does what I have to do.
Oh my goodness, she's gonna blow up.
Nope.
She can't do it.
Oh,
she can't do it?
Work.
Okay. You bite her neck and bite down and you feel blood start rushing your
mouth. Oh, absolutely.
And it kind of splatters over your face. And she just looks up at you, and she's realizing that this is not happening the way she wanted to. And she starts to not breathe in. She's like, resistance will be met with greater suffering.
Something
the timing is ideal.
The world is theirs now. I submit. Power, you're up.
Is she alive?
She's not there.
But is she
dead?
Alive?
Because I can't when she dies.
She's not
there. Oh no.
We'll have an idea with.
Where's the box? Two.
What?
Where's the box?
The box.
What's in the box?
Is she glowing?
Oh yeah.
She's like lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it looks like when she finished saying that, it was just like, and just like a big old ball.
Oh,
guys.
She already has one.
Some warm action going on here.
Run. Oh, well, that just ruined my plans. I guess I'll just swing at this weirdo
creature in front of you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Typical mountain.
These things are still kicking even after she went down.
Excellent. 15.
15? Yes, it's.
4 damage.
Attaboy!
Just the knife.
Yeah, see that?
Right.
Chop down the tall trees.
you slice it in half and it sort of, like, your pieces go one way or another as you cut it in half and it falls down.
They go in all directions. You get there.
I wasn't going to re-slice, I was just going to, like, twist my sword.
I like that even better.
Like an unlocked key.
Yeah.
It just falls apart.
Kind of crumples and right on the floor. He's gone. Are you staying there?
Oh, yeah, I can move. Yeah, I'm next to her. Oh, she's back there. I want to move to where she's at.
Her? The little girl? You're going to have to go through this monster to get over there.
No, I can't leave this grasp, so I'll just move as close as I can.
Okay.
I can still move in. All right, we're still being in the...
Well, the creature's right there. I mean,
it's kind of crowded over here.
Okay, that's
cool. Alright, the creature's the last creature, and Goober goes. Goober just starts.
Chia.
Goober's leader.
The other creature at this point kind of jumps and tackles onto you, Tamsin. And let's see what it does. 10. Yeah. It's basically laying on top of you. Who's next, Togan? Maybe Togan, you're up. He just like sprints and like he like trips and falls and he's like rolling down the steps because he's running so fast.
He's running right next to him.
Okay.
Like a good thing to do.
Did you say anything or you just run next to him? Okay. Alright, hold on, you're up.
Yeah, so she's not moving, but she's not. What do you guys think? Should I hit her again, or should I? Yeah. I'm gonna hit her again.
I got a mouthful of
neck.
I can't talk to you.
Lit up with my greatsword.
Okay. It's gonna be really hard to hit her when they're all tangled up.
And
monsters
on
top
of
them.
And I'm
so,
on top.
So you got her, a little itty bitty gnome underneath.
A half elf.
Half elf underneath a giant mutated monster.
It's a wood elf, not even a half elf.
Just wait till I jump on.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be really hard.
But Eldritch Blast make it any easier?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still, because I see that she started glowing like that, like crazy, and I'm nervous about what comes next, so I'm prioritizing her.
That's fine. She's gonna have lots of cover.
That's gonna be a 18.
Not with 3/4 cover.
Okay.
Although she is prone, so you would have advantage.
I'll roll again. It's a critical miss, so I'll take the 18.
Okay.
Because that would have been bad for Tamsin.
All right, you slice down, and the tentacles from the other one's like kind of wrapping around Tamsin, and you're distracted.
Even though I rolled a 10, it's not.
It's not getting you.
It didn't hit you.
Squeeb, you're up. There's just the dog pile. You saw Goober run out of the room, then Token follow him immediately after.
I'm going to firebolt the monster on top.
Yep.
15.
That hits.
Woo! Right. Yeah. 8 damage. 8 fire damage.
More fire on your back.
I know, right?
Feel the heat.
I feel my temperature rising.
Alright. I'm going to run back to you. I'm going to go underneath the bed.
So cold.
Underneath the bed?
Yeah.
You're not running that far. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Well,
right there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, underneath that bed.
Yeah.
Oh. What is this bed?
It's a giant bed in the middle of the throne room.
You're running underneath the bed?
If I can speed under there, yeah.
Okay. It is her turn.
Especially if what happens.
Got your teeth sunk into her neck. She stops moving. And you feel a brief moment of you did it. And then all of a sudden, the blood that wasn't flowing begins to pump into your mouth a lot faster. And it just starts spraying into your mouth.
Oh, God.
And you start to see like her body starts to break apart and start to rip open.
Uh-oh.
And she starts to push you off of her.
Good thing the rug just ran away.
It's your
yeah.
Roll me a strength check. 20? You have plus 3?
No, plus 1.
Strength.
I'm looking at...
Always looking at athletics.
3.
Huh?
20.
Is it 20?
20.
Oh, you keep the hold!
You're able to hold her down. Just, man. The bark. Now, let me say. Tamsin holds down this beast as it starts to break open.
It looks like one of these.
It's not yet, but you can start to break free. At this point, you start to see the cloak that she's wearing starts to like shake and shimmer. It starts to like weave a little bit, and all three of you start lifting off the ground.
Ooh, the magic carpet.
Tamsin, it's your turn. You're starting to float in the air.
I got the magic carpet in rage too.
How high up are they?
They're about 6 feet in the air. It's just a giant dog pile. It's becoming extremely hard to hold on. Because you're not only holding on to her, she's rippling out, but your weight is pulling me down. And this giant beast on top of you is holding on.
Fearing that there's a worm inside of her that might actually move into me with all that spray.
Your mouth is
mouth
like,
covered in blood. I let go.
Alright.
I'm gonna try to draw.
The beast is still holding on to you.
To me?
Yep.
So I let go of the magic carpet, whatever is floating it. He's holding on to me.
Not her. The beast that was on your back. Because
right.
He was all tangled around your neck and trying to hold on to you. Yes.
Disengage.
Okay.
35.
He wasn't able to grapple you, so
right.
You're able to get away. You're running away 35 feet?
Middle of the room.
Magic carpet.
You guys are really tangled up. Okay.
It's a
magic. You'll get up off after landing, and you'll have 15 feet. So.
17 feet.
Okay.
I'm 35.
I'm going to get you after. You're in the middle of the room.
Okay.
It's not your action.
Then
you
I will.
Just let go.
I will dash then, I guess. Give me that extra 35 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. That works.
Oh, hey.
At this point, she's just like kind of laying there still, like she's limp, so her arms are like behind her, like the person would be laying down. And the cape is just like floating her up. It just like keeps billowing out. And then it's like starting to raise her up. So like she's like coming up to you with her face is just down like this. Her body's just laying there. Her body's just starting to ripple up. Great part.
Do the worms live in the head?
Chow, you're up. She's about head high to you right now. Beginning to be raised up into an upright position.
Pinata.
I don't know.
You open and watch the worms fall out like candy.
Raindrops keep falling.
Oh. I mean, I guess I'll attack. I kind of want to move around as well, but...
There's one beast left and her. The beast is prone on the ground.
I'm still there.
I'm standing next to the guy. It's Brown.
No, he's over here.
Oh,
still here.
And she's being raised up by a cape.
Yep.
A flying cape. The cape's on her.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Is
the cape
kinda
on her?
I kind of want to take the cape.
You're not wrong.
Not no more.
I'm assuming like the cape is like tied around her and everything.
Yeah.
Or is it part of like something else of her clothing?
Yeah, it's just like a cape. It's just kind of around her.
Okay.
Looks like a little chain around her neck that's holding it up.
Oh, like a chain around her neck that's holding it up.
It's not starting to look.
Okay. Then I try to rip the cape from her.
Okay. On a sleight of hand.
Boo.
It's like billowing around.
Nine.
As you go, you're just like not realizing what's going on. You're just trying to grab the chain, and as you go up to grab it, the cape wrinkles around and starts slapping your hands.
No.
You're trying to grab the chain.
It's Doctor Strange's cape.
Yeah. That it? You're staying still? Staying there?
Well, it's not. It's just slapping my little hand.
Didn't do any damage.
You can't stab you.
Where is that cape gonna take? I guess if I don't have to take a disengage action, is anything gonna hit me if I move back?
Nope.
I'll move back like. I'll do 30. I can move back up.
One creature jumps to its feet.
And I try to guard the door.
And it just like leaps at you, Olga.
Yes.
Attaching.
And then I use my reaction to yell at them outside. Get ready to grab the cape if she comes your way.
It leaps past you and totally misses you, and then it's like slides to the side and runs right back at you.
So I'm in cage with them.
Yep, they're opening up. Goober just like looks over at you and is like,
"I Goober leave."
Ears perk up as Pal's warning echoes through the hallway, and I turn. How far can I go without losing visual up here?
Oh, that's not as far
right
as you're
gonna
go.
Yeah, I'll go there, and then already in action. Pull out my short bow and ready in action to shoot anything that flies as soon as it passes her.
Okay. Ilda.
Yep.
Creature to leap past you has run back.
Yeah, it's got
she's kind of floating up in the air right
okay,
in front
so I can't
of you.
Do anything to her.
No, she's right in front of you.
Okay. Can I try to my greatsword, can I try to like attack and like pin her with it? Like kind of like a skewer. Something like into the ground so she can't fly away.
She's pretty high, it's gonna be hard to do that, but yeah, you would try.
I'm 7'5".
Yeah, she's basically like right in front of your face. You're Goliath, you're pretty tall. She's like floating right in front of you.
So I'm trying to come over top and spring
her
down. The ground. Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay.
15 plus 7 is a 22.
That is enough. Roll damage.
Damage.
Okay.
So I succeeded.
You bring your sword down and it like goes through part of her chest and goes right through and pulls her back down to the ground. She's like kind of holding out there and her cape continues to flutter.
Okay, and I'm trying to hold her.
Yep. All right. Sweet grip. She's pinned to the ground.
She's pinned to the ground now?
Yep. Right in front and just sort of, she's just so limp like there. Got her head down like this.
I'm gonna firebolt the guy next to Hilda.
Okay.
Zordon?
Zordon. 10.
10?
11.
Misses.
fire.
She lifts her head up, and her eyes open up, and it's just all milky white. And you start to hear.
Rah, rah, re, rah.
Yeah.
That's oh, my God.
She starts to speak in that deep voice again. Her eyes open, and she's like, "You will not survive this. The world is ours." She just starts ripping apart, and her muscles start to grow, and it starts like engulfing your sword. As she gets bigger and bigger, she just starts to like grow through your sword up to the hilt.
Oh no!
It's what's his name from Resident Evil.
Right. she rips through, turns into that weird creature, and she just keeps morphing out into this monster.
So how far is she just on my sword still, or is it like
she's just like it's like bubbling around your sword, like her skin is like growing around your sword.
So it's not on me yet.
It's not on you. No.
All right.
And she stands up. She still looks like she's unsettled, like. She's not like ultimate or anything. It still looks like you guys have really messed her up. But she's starting to grow, maybe in power. As she does that, she's going to start to build these tentacles, almost like your tentacles, on her body. They're like these tendrils, and they're going to come out and try to attack you. You need to roll a dex save throw as you're right in front of her.
Awesome.
Whoa, Jesus, Abby.
Be an 8.
You'll take 6 slashing damage.
That scared me.
Because he's tempting. Yeah, well, I rolled a 1, 2, and a 3.
I appreciate that.
His
dice
bounced.
Oh.
What?
It just stopped.
I think we got a clue. Gang?
they just slash out you, and they're like trying to hold on to you as they're piercing your body. As she's still standing there, the cape is still around her body, and it's still like kind of like floating around her. It's like a little bit of a cape on a giant monster, but it's still there. Tamsin, you're up.
Blast them.
Those two are within 5 feet of each other, aren't they?
Okay.
it's huge.
Yes, it's getting bigger. 50, 22,
22. Classic. This has got to go.
By the way, when she's speaking now, her voice is totally different than what it was before.
Yeah. Sounds like this.
Yeah.
It's
the four
damage?
Four damage.
Okay.
So, Hordebreaker carries over to the green guy.
Yep.
Wow.
Again! It didn't matter. 11.
Yes.
Yeah. I need... These gotta go. We gotta find something else.
That's
trash.
Pal, you're up.
Throw one on the floor.
She says again, "The world is ours. You are too late to stop us."
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!